waiting for my compassion, we're all in trouble.
He turned the microphone off, even though it turned back on.
It's on. Not. Am I not loud enough? Is that good?
Well, he's always saying, well, we're going to have compassion.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We're all here because we love the Lord.
Amen.
We wouldn't be here otherwise, because we all have to change our schedules, do whatever. There's things that we probably need to all be doing. We're all so busy all the time, and we still made it time to be here today. So praise the Lord for that. You know, when you're going through some problems, when you're going through a flood of affliction, we only have two choices. To have faith in the Lord and to put your trust in the Lord, or to continue with the fear. The fear that things aren't going to go the way you want, that the Lord won't be there to answer you, that no matter what happens to you, you'll fail, that you won't be who you're supposed to be, that you won't live up to all the expectations that people want you to live up to. And every time you look in the mirror, you can see that failure. So those are two choices you have. We all want the first choice, but we all seem to keep drifting to the second choice, which leads to depression and other problems. And it also extends that time that you're afflicted. And no one wants that. But sometimes we get in a big mess. We can't find the door to get out. We want to get out of the trouble. We want to leave the affliction behind us. We want the Lord to take over. We want the Lord to help rescue us from all the problems that we're having. Because it seems like every time something happens to us, it's a flood. It's a big water. And as soon as that wave is about to hit you, there's another affliction in the wake of the wave that's just waiting. Waiting for its turn to pounce on you. But God's voice is heard above the flood. His voice is heard so much higher. His voice will always reach you if you're looking. His voice is always there to help you. But there are times during that affliction that you feel like the Lord's not there. I can't, no matter what I do, I don't hear from the Lord. I've tried this, I've read the Bible, I've prayed, and I don't hear anything. This is the time when we all need to put our faith in the Lord and praise the Lord and show the Lord how much we love Him. Because He's wanting you to come out in a victory. Because there's no victories without battles. There's no victories without afflictions.
That's right.
We can't learn the things that we need to learn to move on without these afflictions and without these battles. And we all go through them. They don't move over someone to jump to somebody else. These afflictions and battles are everyone's problems. Every day we go through something. So when you're going through these things and you feel like the Lord's not there and I don't know what to do, people are just talking about me. I can hear the people just ridiculing me and making fun of me, or maybe your relatives. You know, why can't we ever get along? Every time we have a family reunion or something happens, everyone wants to argue. They want to fight. Just things just never seem to work out right. Things just never are the way you want them to be. It's like every day, it's like, does it ever stop? No matter what we do, no matter what we say, it's always wrong somehow. Even if we know in our hearts that it's not wrong, It always seems to be wrong to somebody else. And then maybe another and another, until we start believing that we're wrong. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what you say. You can't work yourself out of it. You just can't seem to find that door to open. The door to grace, just the door to happiness, the door to leaving all these afflictions behind. You just can't seem to leave it behind. But when you do, with the Lord's help, because the Lord's never left you, He's been watching this whole time, you're going to come out stronger.
Amen.
That's the difference between us and others of the world.
Amen.
When we fail, we get up twice as strong.
Yes.
We learn from our mistakes. We don't go backwards. We don't look in that mirror again and try to see failure and defeat, because we know where the failure and defeat's coming from. It's coming from our foes, coming from Satan himself.
Amen.
Did you know that at one time in the 1500s there was over 500 translations of the Bible? But Satan moved his hand. He moved his voice and whispered in some ears. And at that time, all those translations got burned except for one, which was the Latin translation, which hardly anyone could read. The devil did not want God's word getting out. He didn't want it read. Did you know also that when the Tower of Babel was being built by the evil King Nimrod, because the only thing the Bible tells us is Nimrod was a great hunter, but the Jews know that Nimrod was an evil king. And from Nimrod and his wife, Semiramis, they started a mystic religion. They started the worship of the sun and the moon and many other things. They wanted to be worshipped. That's why God separated everyone. Because the way things were going, Jesus Christ would have never happened. The things that God wanted to happen would never happen. These people were so evil, and today we're living off of the junk that they started. You can see it all around the world. There's so much symbolism and things that are going on that started from them. Ended up that she ended up killing Nimrod in a paganistic religion ceremony. She wanted to later kill her son. Her son found out about it and killed her. This is where everything generated from. So all this evil and wickedness, when the Lord separated everyone and scattered them, guess what they took with them in their own voices, in their own language? They took the same junk. They made different names for it, but it was the same junk. And today we're living off of the same junk. And the devil is such a strong foe, and we just don't even know it. Most of us, we're so used to seeing these things, we're just not made aware of these things. But let's see what the Lord says. Let's see what the Word of God says. And I'm always going to Psalms. Whenever you're having a problem, go to the book of Psalms. Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have threatened my life. See, everybody, at any given time, I don't care who you are, you need help. There's no one here that you can lean on that can support you through everything you've ever went through or everything you need. The Lord is our support. The Lord is the one who stands up firmly and holds those up beside you to give you a word, to give you peace, to help you. But without the Spirit of the Lord, that does not happen. Psalm 31. You hide them in the secret place of your presence from the conspiracies of man. You keep them secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongues. There's always somebody out there that are trying to put you down. There's always somebody out there that's trying to cause you problems somehow, whether it be your marriage, your life, your job, whatever in your life. There's somebody out there that's trying to cause you to fail. And you have to remember where this is coming from. It's coming from the foe. It's coming from the devil himself. Just as he caused Nimrod to do all these things, he still has his hand in every work that's being applied today. He's always trying to ruin everything that the Lord has put into place. And as we see right now, it's getting even stronger and stronger. Governor Perry called all these people together to pray. There was about 30,000 people that showed up, I think. And did you know that there was 50 prominent religious leaders, Christian leaders, in just Texas alone, who asked him not to do it? Please, Governor, don't pray. Don't do this. You're going to offend others. That's not the way our interfaith brothers and sisters want us to do. You might offend the Muslims. You might offend somebody. Please don't do it. Now, where in the Bible is it that someone says, please don't pray to the Lord? And they're a religious leader. Please don't pray. Let's not bow our knees and let's not ask the Lord to help us. Let's just leave it into the hands of men. Any religious leader in here, whether they were right or wrong about the things they did, anybody ever say that? Anybody ever ask somebody, hey, we're going through this flood, we're going through this drought, let's not pray? I've never heard it. That should show you how the evil is spreading. This evil will be here until the day that Jesus arrives. It'll never leave. That's why there's so few of us in here today. But for every one of you, there's tens of thousands of people out there that are lost. Maybe more. And we have to realize that the Lord is always there. You can hear His voice above all the problems, all the issues you've ever had. Psalm 147, verse 6 says, the Lord supports the afflicted. He brings down the wicked to the ground. The wicked people out there, the ones who are serving the devil, they will end up like Nimrod. Nimrod had everyone worshiping him as a sun god, which there's many more names for, Allah being one. And what happened to him? His wife killed him. She had him killed. All these people doing all these evil things, the devil has no mercy in his heart for them. The devil does not know any mercy. He's not going to give you any mercy. So for all these fools who are following the devil, they've got something coming, and they're going to get it one day. It's very sad, but they're blinded. They cannot hear the Lord's voice above the waves because they don't want to hear it. They put themselves in a place in a dark cave where they do not want to hear the word of the Lord. They don't want to see the word of the Lord. They want rewards right here, right now. They don't care about tomorrow. They want to have their good times. They want to have nothing stopping them right now. So they look to somebody who says, I'll give it to you right now. Just as Satan told Jesus when he was fasting in the desert for 40 days. The devil will promise you all sorts of things. He will offer them to you. He'll show them to you. He'll have other people talk to you about it. But he's a liar. He's a liar. Even if you see it on the outside, even if you see somebody else that's doing wicked, getting new cars and new homes and making a lot of money, getting the jobs that everybody else wants, you know what? Sit back and watch. Because their downfall will happen. Isaiah 43, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the waters they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. The Lord has given us every promise that if you follow Him, you have no worries. If you follow Him, everything is going to work out the way it's supposed to. Everything will be fine. Nothing perishes with the Lord. We might see our bodies getting old. We might see our energy draining from our bodies. But the Lord is always there. And He will pick you up when you need to be picked up. He will save you when you need to be saved. He will answer you when you need to be answered. He will deliver you when you need to be delivered. He will show you the problems that you're having. He will raise you up. He'll hold you up. He'll never let you go. The Lord has always answered my prayers. Sometimes it takes a while because we're so impatient. But He will always answer your prayers. He will never leave you. Even in the darkest hour, the Lord is there with you in that valley, waiting to take you up to that mountain and to show you what can be if you will only stay the path that you're supposed to stay. Amen. If you will only worship Him and praise Him and pray to Him and ask Him to forgive you for the things you've done. I have to ask for forgiveness every day.
Amen.
We all mess up.
Amen.
We all do things that are bad. But we realize it because the Lord's saying, hey, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you there. You need to leave. Turn back. There's the door. I've shown you the door. The door is surrounded in light. Open the door. Walk through the door. That door is there for you. And I have come here today just to see you. The Lord will visit you and only you. He doesn't need 100 or 1,000 or millions or
Amen.
The whole world to talk to or to listen to Him before He'll talk. He speaks to each and every one of us individually if we just want Him to.
Amen.
And He's there. He loves us all. He loves every one of us. And He wants us to know that everybody has been afflicted. Everyone in the Bible. You read these stories about David, Jesus, all the disciples. You read these stories about the kings, and everybody's been afflicted. Everyone has been chased and hurt and tormented. But what happens? The ones who stay the course, what do? They become great in the eyes of the Lord. I want to be great in the eyes of the Lord. I want to make the Lord happy. I don't care about becoming great in the eyes of men. Everyone on the world, who cares what they think? As long as you're doing what the Lord tells you to do.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah didn't care. He didn't care. At the time, he knew he was going to go through some pain, but I'll tell you why he didn't care. He kept doing what he was supposed to do. No matter how many times he might have sounded like he was kind of scared or something else, he didn't care because he still did what he was supposed to do. David, can you imagine going down when you're a young person and fighting a giant? Can you imagine all the things that he went through? And yet we squabble. We cry about the little things that happened to us. Oh, Lord, I got a flat. Oh, God, it's hot outside. I'm going to have to change this. I mean, come on. All these things, we need to start turning this stuff around.
Hallelujah.
We need to start looking towards the Lord and knowing that these things that are happening to us don't matter. These bad, horrible things, the things people say, it doesn't matter. Who cares if someone says you're a loser or you're no good or call you some kind of name? Does that mean that your world is just ended? Does that mean that you might as well just go home and give up in life? The Lord is there to hold you up. You don't need these people that are talking bad about you. If you can't reach them because their ears are not willing to listen to the Lord, then you just ignore these people and move on. That's easier said than done, but that's something we need to pray about. That's something that we need to fight for every day. Because once these people's voices get into our heads, that's when we start sinning. That's when we start thinking bad and evil things about these people. That's when we start gossiping about these people. You might not start the gossip, but when somebody else starts it, you sure join in. Because this, let me tell you what so-and-so did to me. That's something that we just need to go in one ear and out the other ear. But let's look at one more scripture in Hebrews 11. And without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him.
Amen.
The Lord, I'm telling you, the Lord will save you over and over again from any trouble, any trial. He will help you.
Amen.
When some of the disciples were being killed, the Lord showed up. The Lord was there. When Stephen was being stoned, he could see the windows of heaven open up, and he could see Jesus standing up for him. Don't think that man went through a lot of pain. Don't think he felt every one of those stones hit his body, because I guarantee he didn't. The Lord took them. The Lord will save those who want to be saved.
Amen.
He will be there for every one of us, every time, no matter how many times we fail, no matter how many times we step backwards. The Lord will be there for you. He's waiting for you to repent. He's waiting for you to call on His name. And as soon as you do, He shows up. But now, we need to be thanking the Lord. We have so many things to thank the Lord for today. There's millions of people in Africa who are starving now. Millions of people. Over 70% of all of Texas farmland is burned. The East Coast is going through floods. There's a typhoon, either yesterday or the day before, that's hitting the eastern side of China. Japan, we all know that a quarter of Japan was underwater a while back. And look at us. We're going through some heat. My air conditioner went out. You know? And I had to pray and say, Lord, I know it's hot, but thank the Lord I'm not starving. Thank the Lord I'm not in a flood. My house isn't destroyed. Thank the Lord that this can be fixed. Everything can be fixed. Everything can be fixed. The Lord has the power to fix any problem you have.
Amen.
And He's willing to fix any problem you have at any time you have it. But you got to rely on Him. You got to have faith in the Lord, like it says in Hebrews 11. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We want to thank you today that we're not starving, Lord. We want to thank you that we can see the things that are coming, Lord. And Lord, just like you've done to your people in the past, you've always given them signs. You've always given them time to prepare, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, you told us before to look for the signs. And right now, you're showing us so many signs, Lord God. You're showing us so many things around the world and even here in the United States that are happening. And Lord, we thank you for having anyone in our government stand up and say, let's pray.
Amen.
We thank you for that, Lord God. We don't care about any kind of political agenda or anything else. Lord, we just want to see people pray.
Yes.
We want to see people get on their knees and praise to you, Lord God, and ask you for guidance.
Yes.
And ask you for help, Lord God, because we need you more and more every day. Lord, that's all this world ever needed.
Yes.
That's all we'll ever need is more of you. We don't need wealth. We don't need riches. We don't even need food. We need the Word of God. We need you. And we thank you so much, Lord, for bringing us together today.
Hallelujah.
Bringing us together in a peaceful environment. Giving us this time, Lord God, to listen to your Word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you so much. And we praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name. We love you so much, Lord. We love you so much, and we thank you for every victory that you give us, Lord God. Every battle you've brought us through, every affliction we've overcame. We thank you, Lord God, today for all the things that you've done, all the things you're doing, and all the things you're going to do, Lord, because we know that we're waiting, Lord. We know that all these things will work out for good. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. God's voice is heard above the flood.
Blood of Jesus.
Doesn't matter if you're riding the flood, if you've been through the flood, or you're going to go through a flood. You can hear the voice of the Lord. Go somewhere quietly. Pray to the Lord. Ask Him to help you. He knows your problems. But you have to ask. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.